WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council is moving ahead with the possible formation of an advisory committee to address issues involving residents who are at least 55 years old. Janie Velasquez of the Amigos del Valle de Brazos Senior Group was among those asking the council to also create a senior center.
We know that after 9 years of meeting together and listening to the needs of these seniors, that it is time for us to expand our activities. That is not possible unless we have additional entities that will collaborate with us.
The council unanimously agreed to further discuss the mechanics of the new committee at its first workshop in April. A proposal sought by some Bryan homeowners to increase requirements for developers to get a conditional use permit was defeated by the city council last night.
Chuck Condola was among those against the council having to vote by a 6-1 supermajority to uphold a planning and zoning commission decision when property owners within 500 feet make an appeal.
I hate to think that anybody 500 feet from one of those properties would put a kill on maybe the first few catalysts of what could happen to Texas Avenue. I'd hate to think that anyone 500 feet from downtown would have killed that initiative of redeveloping downtown back in phase one, and instantly the catalyst of the LaSalle would have been mute and void and dead.
The council's 4-3 vote followed comments from 4 homeowners who sought the changes and 3 developers who were opposed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A residential burglary yesterday morning west of Easterwood Airport was solved quickly thanks to alert neighbors. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the homeowner on Los Robles Road saw a stranger trying to open the back door, so the resident went out the front and ran to a neighbor's house to call 911. Kirk says the neighbor then went outside and prevented the suspect from using the driveway to escape.
They decided to drive through the yard. Of course, with all the rain we've had, it was pretty muddy, and they didn't get very far.
The suspect then ran into the woods, where he was seen by another neighbor, which led to finding 54-year-old Willie Bunch Jr. of College Station. Kirk says Bunch admitted to the burglary and the stolen property was recovered from his stuck car. Shortly before the start of a jury trial this week in Brazos County District Court, a Bryan man made a plea agreement involving the robbery of a 95-year-old woman 2 years ago. 22-year-old Jaquarius Neal was sentenced to 30 years for grabbing the victim's purse with enough force the woman fell, resulting in a hip fracture. The victim, who was 97, was prepared to testify and had the trial proceeded. Texas A&M has a new top dog that is soon to be Reveille 9, formerly known as Twix, has been donated by the owners of a kennel located about 1 hour east of Cleveland, Ohio. The selection of the 16-month-old collie was recommended by a 12-member committee of students, faculty, and staff to interim president Dr. Mark Hussey. Twix will officially become Reveille 9 in May during the Corps of Cadets final review. A photo and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
7:09, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines. Excuse me, I had to cough. Fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's some numbers.
Clouds this morning, they could give way to some breaks of sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures will be mild up around 70 this afternoon. Clouds may be a couple of showers tonight, lows near 55. Showers will end tomorrow. We're left with clouds and a high of 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 50 to 55. Should turn nice on Friday, becoming partly sunny and warm. Highs on Friday around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball staying perfect on the season so far with a win last night over UT Pan Am. We've got A&M basketball players in the SEC All-SEC team. Excuse me, I got that backwards. And we've also got updates on the NBA and NHL coming up in sports at 7:50.
So this makes perfect sense. By the way, we don't talk to Bill Flores today. We talked to him on Thursday during the month of March. He's got some budgetary stuff to do. But we do talk to Jason Bielski today, and we do talk to Senator Schwertner today. That'll come up in the 8 o'clock hour. So seniors at a New Mexico high school have voted to hold a prom with a communism theme. They're going to call it promunism. It's going to be promunism. Yeah, that's it.
Paint the town red.
The Cottonwood Classical Preparatory School students voted online this week for the theme. Sarah Zachary, who's a senior, says many of her classmates are jokesters and they wanted the prom to be funny. But she says a lot of students are intense about politics. Cottonwood executive director says that the school's students in the International Baccalaureate program and are very academically focused. Okay, if they're so academically focused, if there's a kid in there who's got a C and you've got an A, do you both give until they give and get until everybody has a B?
That
would be communism, would it not? He says that he plans to talk to students to make sure that the communism theme is something they want to embrace.
We'll keep you posted. It'll be interesting when 90% of the students show up and they see saltines and water
for
their prom. And see, like that. 10% of them are next door having all the food that they paid
for. And a line.
True.
To get the saltines and water.
Yeah, and only the officers of the class get to come there in limos. Everybody else has to go on a bus together that doesn't have air conditioning. Anyway, we'll see. They're holding the prom on April 25th again at the Albuquerque Aquarium like you would.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. Dive in and get some fish.
Poor fish at the communist aquarium.
But again, they all get fed the same amount. Just letting you know. So let's see how we feel about this. Researchers, now again, these are newly released documents that came from Edward Snowden. But he's saying that researchers working with the Central Intelligence Agency, you've got your 10-4 hot rating? Okay, just want to make sure. spent nearly a decade trying to crack the security of iPhones and iPads. But it's still unclear whether researchers affiliated with the CIA have succeeded at breaking Apple's encryption coding. Does that make you feel good or not? I mean, three things there, that they're doing it at all. Then you could say, ooh, that's good, they can't do that. But, oh, wait a minute, no, that's not good that they can't do that. So, how you feel?
Yeah.
You're not quite competent enough to break Apple's encryption code. Okay. It's because the diesel-powered computers they have at the CIA that all run on Windows 6, if there was one, I don't know. CIA researchers have also reportedly found a way to introduce surveillance backdoors into most any mobile app that's sold through Apple's App Store. So to do this, the team allegedly created a modified version of the software developed tool called Xcode. Also, those CIA efforts, which began as early as 2006, a year before Apple ever released their first iPhone. So they were trying to get ready for it. It's like waiting for the fly ball to come down and you can't catch it. So.
Lost it in the sun.
Exactly. All right, U.S. News and World Report has put out their latest rankings of business schools out there, and ain't nobody around here near them. I guess the big story is there's a new number one. So in addition to winning the Learfield Cup every year for athletics, Stanford now has the apparently the best graduate school of business. Harvard now is a measly number two. Then all the names that you know, I mean, Wharton School in Pennsylvania, at Booth School in Chicago, MIT, Northwestern. Nobody, I mean, even in this time zone. No, Chicago is the only one. Everybody else isn't even in this time zone, much less this state, much less this area.
We just fly over country.
That's exactly right. It's, you know, it's all those other folks.
They're too busy running businesses.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
you're exactly right.
Very nice.
Yes, rather than thoughtfully rubbing their chins as they come up with theory. Well, I don't know how we feel about this, but a new report came out yesterday claiming McDonald's may be adding kale to its menu.
No.
It wasn't specified how it would be done or what it might replace. I'm thinking two all beef patty special sauce, kale on a sesame seed bun. Is that, you know, remember the old Big Mac thing?
That has got to be one of the signs of the apocalypse.
Probably so. The move comes just 2 months after McDonald's actually bashed the veggies in the Big Mac ad, claiming that the lettuce in the sandwich would never be kale. Uh-oh. And they say vegetarians, foodies, and gastronauts, kindly avert your eyes. Gastronauts? I've never heard that before.
Gastronomic.
Okay, I got you. The Huffington Post, which tried to confirm the move, got a statement from a spokesperson from McDonald's who would only say, quote, "As we continue to listen to our customers, we're always looking at new and different ingredients they may enjoy," end quote. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Just make a better burger.
Yeah, I could do that. Well, you know, they've done that. Angus Burger's not a bad product
for a mass-produced thing. When you want, and I may be the only one in this group, but when you want a McDonald's hamburger, that's all you want. I don't want them changing that. It's a burger.
Okay, I'll get back to you on that.
you hush it.
Okay, anyway, but with that in mind, are they going in the other direction at Burger King, or maybe it's the same direction? Burger King is dropping soft drinks off their kids' menus. Let's think about that a little bit. Burger King has dropped fountain drinks from its kids' menu boards and are no longer merchandised as part of the Burger King kids' meals.
That's my decision.
The stealth unannounced, kind of like Hillary in the email.
You can still get it for the kid. Well, they're just not marketing it.
They're saying that the stealth unannounced move late last month by Burger King, under pressure from advocacy groups, follows similar announced moves in recent months by McDonald's and Wendy's. Is that we have the fun police out there? Is that what it is?
That's exactly what
it is. It's the fun police. Anything that's fun. No, I'm sorry. We can't be doing that here.
Don't you dare.
Go ahead.
Fine.
Go ahead.
They're doing is advocating.
All right.
You don't have to like what they're saying, and neither does Burger King, but they did. I mean, you know, Chipotle is going hormone-free, antibiotic-free.
Over time.
Sure. All that was advocated by someone, mm-hmm. and they're responding to consumer demand. And I'm okay with them not throwing money at advertising sugar to young kids. It's still your choice to get a soda and cram it in your kid's maw, so whatever.
Well, but then that also means that are you a responsible parent? Ah, ha, ha.
No,
ah, well. Ha. You see, here's what we'll get probably 10 years from now. Okay, we've already had this. How many situations have we had where people have seen young children walking unescorted by an adult?
And freak.
And they call the police, who then call CPS or whatever, and the parents are going, you know, I'm trying to teach my child to be self-reliant. Is that okay? Well, apparently that's not. We're not going to allow grown-ups to smoke in cars where children are there, okay? And soon we'll have people keeping count as to how many times you eat at a fast food restaurant in a week.
Yep.
Going, well, you'd be a good parent except you go and have six meals a week at, you know, Blatburger, whatever. So
I'm just Blatburger, I like that.
But again, now we get to that, but that's it. We get to the point. So is that advocacy, Patrick? Is that advocacy?
Sure. Okay. I mean, there are advocates.
But you're okay with that? People pointing fingers at you?
I mean, I can't do anything about it. What do you want me to do? Advocate for not advocating?
Yes. Let me be a parent. Would
Don't
be
advocate
okay?
me, bro.
Yeah. Tell you that to tell you this, by the way, it's 719. If you overdo it praising your kids, you might be raising a mini narcissist. Okay? So be a helicopter pilot, but maybe a little helicopter parent. Anyhow, constantly telling your kids that they are so special. The new no-dough study from Ohio State University, that's what they're calling it, looked at 565 kids who are ages 7 to 11, asking their parents to fill out surveys about how they feel about their children. The report came from WebMD, so it must be right.
Sure.
Says that parents who overvalue their children and regularly told their kids how special and entitled they were. Now, special is one thing. Entitled, I think, is different, at least in my world. Ended up with kids who believed them. Okay. Now, those kids were overly convinced of their own importance and superiority, but parents who gave their kids simple warmth and affection reflected in statements like, I let my child know I love him or her, raised children who had healthy self-esteem with a more realistic understanding of their place in the world. By the way, I think you can go to Ohio State. We'll have to look and see. Patrick, I may have you find the link somewhere so you can look at this, because Ohio State apparently has put at least a part of the test online so that you parents can have one more thing to grip about, okay, as to whether or not you're raising a narcissist. See, they're experts in everything. Maybe there need to be. I'm not sure. We all see people who do stupid things or parents who don't necessarily raise their kids the way that you think it should be done. So are we supposed to pass judgment on them? Do we need to find something pleasant? Can we find birds and flowers, maybe?
Oh, gosh.
Man. We're just
We are just a little ray of sunshine.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be that way.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. You've
beaten me down more in an hour and a half than the big city did over 5 days.
I know. What can I say? Welcome back to our world. Adults are often worse than kids at sporting events and kids' birthday parties. Here's the story of at least five fully grown adults who assaulted employees at an Ohio Chuck E. Cheese after the photo booth malfunctioned.
Oh, my.
Man. A woman approached the manager to complain, and when he told her he'd be with her in a minute, her boyfriend started hitting the manager. All right.
Wow.
Others joined in, even attacking the employees in the kitchen. Police say they are closer to finding out who the culprits are. Apparently two employees with serious injuries, all that because the photo booth wasn't working.
I can't tell you how many times I've been set off by that. It just infuriates me. I just lose it.
That the photo booth's not working?
I'm just making stuff up, Scott.
Thank you.
Learn to decorate like a pro. The chocolate...
You really had me scared there for a minute, okay?
Learn to decorate like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the cookie decorating class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private children's party. Or find us online at bcschocolategallery.com.
It's 3 a.m.
Honey, you wake up.
You're not feeling well. Not sure where to go? Know that St. Joseph's ER at South College Station is just minutes away. With life-saving treatment and specialized ER doctors, St. Joseph Emergency is part of the quality care available at South College Station. In a medical emergency, call 911. St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home.
823, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, I think I've got a solution here to what we've been doing here. Just hang on. There we go.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful.
I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we sent music to France. This should work here.
It should. There you go. The late Leslie Gore there for you. Brighten things up a little bit. Actually, here's the perfect gift. We need to send this. We don't have a female on our show. Chelsea, by the way, sat in, did a great job.
Yes, she did.
As always, we're always glad when she can join us. We don't have a regular female member of the Infomaniacs.
They won't tolerate us that long.
That's exactly right. But we'll have to find our disc jockey buddies and let them know about this. Or if you have a lady in your life who likes to wear headphones. I don't know a lot of women who necessarily do, but somehow or other Dolce & Gabbana decided, you know, that's a little niche market we need to go after. So they have headphones from Dolce & Gabbana. The luxury designer debuted the accessories during the Milan Fashion Week. They feature Swarovski crystals and pearls, and they come with fox fur or leather trimming, and they start at only $7,000. So There you go.
$7,000.
$7,000 for headphones. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Speaking of ladies who can sing, and she can, Sarah Brightman, who is the original star of the London and Broadway productions of Phantom of the Opera, will be blasted off into space. She's paid $51 million to be aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft that takes off in September for a 10-day visit to the International Space Station.
Wow. In a red-hot minute.
Ah, really?
If I had the money...
She's asked her ex-husband, composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, to write a piece of music for her to sing while she is in space.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Wants to be able to perform it live, backed by an orchestra here on Earth.
Do you think the resident astronauts have a say in who gets to come up there?
Well, only in one case I knew they didn't, and that was when it was John Glenn, when John Glenn wanted to go back up there. If you'll remember, NASA was looking for funding, and John said, I'm going up there. And they decided, you know, he's a U.S. senator. It probably could help. And he did, and he did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, but Sarah Bright, it says, again, okay, I want to go up there. I'm going to have Andrew write me a song, and I'm going to sing it accompanied by an orchestra on Earth.
The delay on that's got to be...
That's my thought.
Incredible.
That is my thought, exactly. Everybody just play your part, keep your head down, and be quiet, and hope it works out okay. I guess they could fix it in post-production.
They'd almost have to, if I had to guess.
I'll give you $51 million, but you have to let me sing in space? Is that what it is?
In space, no one can hear you sing.
726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. You know, it's going to be okay weather, as a matter of fact. Look for a high temperature today, about probably 67 or so. We are going to have northeasterly winds, so it's not necessarily going to feel that warm, but that's okay. The rest of the week ought to be spectacular as far as temps are concerned. Do have a slight chance of showers tomorrow, but we'll be right at 70, then 73, 74, 75, all the way through Sunday. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 9, relative humidity is 86%, and we've got overcast skies and 53 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Quit. I'm talking about an article published in the Huffington Post written by Katrina Spade, founder-director of the Urban Death Project. Yep, that's right, the Urban Death Project. Her article addresses a subject apparently near and dear to the heart of many environmentalist wackos, and that is how your death affects climate change. Now, I'm going to read the opening paragraph verbatim. You might take solace in the fact that when you die, your days of polluting the planet are over, but the truth is that the method you choose to dispose of your mortal remains has more of a deleterious impact on the environment than you might think. You see, over half of us in America, says Ms. Spade, choose conventional burials. We get pumped full of embalming fluid, a known carcinogen, and after that comes the casket, often made from a tropical hardwood, and the grave liner is concrete. She runs the numbers. In death, we consume over 20 million board feet of hardwood, 1.5 million tons of concrete, over 4 million gallons of embalming fluid. Cremation is better, she says, but it emits about 250,000 tons of CO2 annually, giving it less than stellar green credentials. So no matter what, your death is destroying the planet. Clearly, my friends, the point of Ms. Spade's happy little article is to make you feel guilty even after you die. It's got to be torture to live inside the mind of a liberal. How in the world do they do this?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem. That's right. All of us men may suffer from an enlarged prostate, which means urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-980-6811. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if, they can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-980-6811. That's 1-800-980-6811. Call 1-800-980-6811.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The latest 4-3 vote by the Bryan City Council rejected stricter regulations for land developers to get a conditional use permit.
At the heart of the debate was requiring a 6-1 council supermajority to uphold a Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation when property owners within 500 feet make an appeal. Greg Owens made the motion to deny the changes.
Well, the one thing I keep hearing sitting up here is just because you buy a house doesn't give you jurisdiction over the landowner next door. They have property rights as well that need to be respected.
Al Sines disagreed with Owens.
If your neighbor's playing excessive loud music, or if their yard is just filled with trash, well, you do have a say in what goes on around you.
And Sines suggested the fight is not over.
Then this may be something that may have to be settled in a special charter election. Who knows? This may be a classic battle between homeowners and home builders.
Signs, Rafael Pena and Mike Sutherland wanted the changes, while Owens was joined by Chuck Condola, Art Hughes, and Jason Byinski in keeping the current ordinance. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Creating a committee addressing programs and activities for Bryan residents 55 and older has the interest of the City Council. There was a unanimous vote to further discuss the proposal at the first workshop in April. Mike Sutherland said this was more than about establishing a city senior center.
There's a lot of information available to seniors that we're not taking advantage of. Amiga's Advised people do a good job letting their people know, but we have a whole another group of seniors on the other side of town by Hillier Funeral Home. They're not connected really, and we need to connect them all. Plus there's a retirement communities that we've been shooting for, like over there by Nash and Broadmoor, that need assistance in different times.
Sutherland modeled some of his proposal to what is done in College Station, though he wants Bryan's senior committee to report to the council instead of another advisory body. From Austin, leaders of the Texas House have unveiled a plan to increase the amount of money for state employee retirement pensions. The bipartisan plan calls for the state's share to increase from 7.5% to 9.5%. The employee's share would also rise to 9.5%. The employee's share would be offset in part by a 2.5% pay raise. Lawmakers say at current funding levels, the Texas employee's retirement system may be depleted by the year 2052. From the land that Johnny Manziel now calls home comes the next First Lady of Aggieland. Texas A&M officials announced the collie, who will become Reveille 9 when she becomes the highest-ranking member of the Corps of Cadets, during their final review in May. A 16-month-old, medium-sized collie, previously known as Twix, comes from a breeder located about 1 hour east of Cleveland. Interim President Dr. Mark Hussey agreed with the recommendation of a 12-member committee of students, faculty, and staff. More than 15 applications were received from collie breeders and collie rescue shelters, which was narrowed to 4 finalists. Online at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. A 97-year-old Bryan woman was ready to testify about being the victim of a purse snatching 2 years ago that resulted in her falling and sustaining a broken hip and a cut to the head. Just before the start of a jury trial this week in Brazos County District Court, there was a plea agreement. Prosecutors say Jaquarius Neal admitted to the aggravated robbery near Bryan's First United Methodist Church. The 22-year-old Bryan man also entered a guilty plea to a car burglary that took place shortly before the purse snatching. Neal was sentenced to a total of 30 years for both crimes, along with violating probation from a residential burglary 4 years ago. More than 3 inches of rain was one of the keys to catching a residential burglar yesterday morning west of Easterwood Airport. Seven law enforcement agencies responded to the call on Los Robles Road. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says a homeowner ran out their front door to a neighbor's house to call 911 after seeing the suspect enter through the back door. The neighbor blocked the suspect from driving away in the driveway. Then the suspect's car got stuck in the swampy yard. That led the suspect to run off into the woods.
Officers set up a perimeter around the area. We were very confident that we had him enclosed there, and then waited on a game warden with a canine to come out. As that was all unfolding, another neighbor in the area saw something that looked like a person running, and so kind of directed our search into that area, and we actually captured him right there.
The sheriff says 54-year-old Willie Bunch Jr. of College Station admitted to stealing a big-screen TV and some coins, which were recovered from the car stuck in the muddy yard. Recent shoplifting arrests by College Station police includes apprehending three juveniles accused of taking 60 items from three different stores at Post Oak Mall. The 11, 12, and 13-year-olds were charged with organized criminal activity because they collaborated in the commission of a theft. They were arrested for taking a combined $365 of merchandise from Earthbound, Claire's, and the 299 store. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 14th, it's pecan and fruit tree spray programs. Come learn how to get more production from your fruit and nut trees this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of cloudiness around the area this morning. There could be a few breaks or peaks of sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures will climb to 70 degrees today. We'll have clouds tonight. We could see a shower or two. Lows tonight, they'll be down to about 55. There's the chance of a shower or two tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs near 70, partly to mostly cloudy, 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Becoming partly sunny on Friday, highs close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
As far as who goes in the running backs, those guys decide that, you know.
That's Clarence McKinney. He's the running backs coach for A&M, and he's explaining kind of the inner workings of the A&M football team on the offensive side. We'll have more on that coming up in sports, as well as A&M baseball staying perfect and a couple on the SEC team for basketball. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
There you go. New Quinnipiac poll. I guess they ask them all sorts of stuff besides politics. 58% of the people don't want Brian Williams to get his job back.
Wow.
Okay. And the thing is, again, Brian Williams used to be affable. I mean, self-deprecating sometimes. Didn't seem like the Dan Ratherish type. Certainly wasn't your uncle like Walter was, but that's quote unquote for you people who don't know. Anyway.
Well,
but
it sounds like he prefers the comedy side of things anyway. I said, go for it.
And again, we had discussed earlier this week that there was a report that he had spoken to CBS about getting into the Letterman slot. New York Magazine has a look at what Brian Williams' colleagues think of the man. Not exactly good. The magazine says many of Brian's colleagues would prefer it if he didn't return after his six-month hiatus. Quoting, very, very few people like him, a source tells the magazine.
Oh, man.
The phrase you constantly hear, what goes around comes around.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
My goodness. Mm. Well, that's rather snarky, isn't it?
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, again, but that's how you sell magazines. That's what they're trying to do, okay?
Yeah.
You know, they pull out those quotes right there. very much out of context and try to get you going on that. In the meantime, Lester Holt, who's been at the helm, beat both ABC and ZBS again last week. That 25 to 54 age group down about 3% from the previous week, but both the other networks' newscasts were also down for that age group as well. Again, how do you get your news? I mean, I see the end of the CBS. I see the last 45 seconds of the CBS evening news sometimes. So I can see what's on the local television news.
That would be 45 seconds more than what I get.
Right, I understand. And a lot of people just go, you know, if I need news, there's all sorts of ways that I can have it delivered to me. I don't have to watch somebody reading a teleprompter who acts concerned. Hello.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Well, so I've got an answer. Let's see if they match up.
Hey, your news guy said that Reveille is coming for where Johnny Manziel is now.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean she was in rehab, too?
We knew that was coming. Now, you know, we had had the joke about would we have a mascot before we had a new president, and we almost did. It's like a 2 days difference, okay? Got the president before we got the dog, so that's a good thing. The dog's 18 months old, is that correct?
18, I thought it was 16, 18, 16.
Okay, so, something like that. Okay, so, you know, you're about a year and a half old. Mm-hmm. Okay.
16.
Okay, has been called Twix, which doesn't sound like Reveille at all.
No.
It doesn't sound like Rev. I mean, just...
Well, they didn't know.
They didn't. And it's interesting because, you know, why the big deal about this? And I was talking to one of the people who was on the committee, and they said, you know, you have to consider the environment you're going to put this dog into. First of all, it's going to be watched all the time. Everybody's going to want to see what Rev does. You're going to put it into a situation with a lot of sound, a lot of noise, a lot of stimulation. There are going to be people wanting to come up and get their pictures taken or pet the dog or whatever. And, you know, a dog's just like anything else. They can have good days and bad days. And, I mean, it's still kind of a crapshoot in some of this stuff. I mean,
sure.
You just don't know exactly what that dog's going to be like. And so it's a, you know, you try to kind of go, oh, well, it's just a dog. Well, no, it does. It's not. It's when you have the kind of mascot that people want to be able to approach, then it is. It's a little bit different. So, see, that's why it was always good with, like, Texas Tech. They had, and SMU, they had this horse, you know. Well, you're not going to be able to get up and pet the horse or something like that, or have the rider or the longhorn steer. You can't do that.
No.
But, you know, a dog, people thought, oh, it's a dog. Let me go up and, you know, pet it. Anyway, it's better looking than Ugga, and always will be. So, just saying. So they decided.
Oh, I like Ugga.
Ugga's ugly. Ugga's, it's, anyway. So they decided, let's figure out a little bit of science basically as to what built Las Vegas, okay? Let's get the science behind what built Las Vegas. And they went and found people at Texas A&M University who did the research for you. Here's the deal. We've all been there. It's called the gambler's fallacy. Have you ever heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Well, it's basically the belief
that you're going to win?
Well, that after a long losing streak, you feel like your luck has got to change at some point and you start winning. Why do people believe this? Now, again, talk to your stat professor. They'll explain to you, you know what? Uh-uh. The next time you do that, the odds are just the same as they were the last time you did. But, I mean, and you've been there, you know, if you happen to go to the tables or you do something like that, you get the feeling. You understand what that vibe is all about. Well, researchers at Texas A&M have found out you can blame the neurons in your brain. In a computer model of biological neurons, researchers at the university trained it with random sequences of a coin toss, and they observed that neurons actually preferred the alternating pattern of the heads and tails sequence. In other words, those neurons behave just like the gamblers in the casino. When the outcome of a fair coin toss is heads, they're more likely to predict that the following toss would be tails, despite the fact that either is equally likely. Now, your question, why is that important? And what the report shows is that brains naturally lean toward the gambler's fallacy, and that this can have pretty big implications when it comes to the decisions that we make. It creates a bias in the way that we think, which, like the gambler, can get us into trouble if we're not careful. So there we go. We have the science now behind what built those great big hotels. Well, that and the slot machines and the grannies there with their cups.
And now we can have advocacy groups that say gamblers are being preyed upon.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the reason that they have a bajillion slot machines in there, because that's how they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So what, I'm just going to say, Patrick, you could probably stand out there on the strip and talk about, this is not a safe place for you to go with your money. You'll lose it. And I think people will run you over. There's not any doubt about that. So
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You know, a long time ago, a guy wrote a book about hotels, and it was really a fascinating book, and you learned a lot. But again, that was 50 years ago, I think, that I read the book. Anyhow, would you like to peek behind the curtain and know some hotel secrets?
Sure.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
We're here to help you. Hotels overbook if they can. Since there is about a 10% no-show rate, by the way, Aggie football game weekend is not included, okay? Hotels will sometimes overbook. And if everybody shows up, someone gets walked, okay? That means that the hotel will put them up in a hotel down the street, except during Aggie football games. Those staying one night or people who paid a discount are the first to go, just letting you know. Complain smartly, intelligently. Most problems are not the fault of the person at the front desk. Remember that. Screaming at him or her is not helpful. So be nice, and also it helps to get the name of a person that you complained to. It's an excellent motivator to make sure that the problem is at least looked into, if not solved, during your visit. Never pay for the minibar. God, no kidding.
Durr.
I remember I went to some fancy hotel, and and I pulled out the bottle of whatever to look at it, and then the little light starts beeping where it had been sitting.
Ooh.
Ooh. So, and,
Well, mini bar, big brother.
Yeah, it's like, a $46 bottle of Perrier, which is, what they do. So I immediately called the front desk, and he laughed. He said, "No, sir, that happens all the time. It's okay. Just people looking at it, and they put it back, and then the little light goes out." Here's an easy upgrade for you. Okay. By the way, never pay because the charges are, of course, the most disputed and the quickest that can get reversed. So stocking and billing the mini bar items is an inexact science. Whoa! So they almost always take your word for it. Oh, wait. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to tell you that you could apparently rip off the mini bar in some places. All right. How many times have you heard all the rooms are the same, sir or ma'am? Well, no, they're not. And, you actually can get an upgrade. If there really are no better rooms than that $20 that you get for all that other stuff, could count for something. So maybe can you slip somebody a $20 bill at the front desk and get an upgrade? I mean, I guess that probably can work. I think it's just very good to be nice to those people.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I think they are the people who definitely can make your stay much, much more pleasant if you're nice to them.
Well, yeah, more flies with honey.
Yeah,
you can get rooms closer to the elevators, away from busy roads.
Do you want to be closer to the elevator?
Further away from whatever.
Okay, that's good. You're young. You stay at a different kind of hotel, okay?
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? No. At Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
For adults, remarriage is usually pursued with a host of positive expectations. But for kids, it's often an unwelcome change. And that's why building a connection with your stepchild takes a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of patience. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Many step-parents are surprised at the chilly reception they receive from their new step-kids. Children may misbehave, backtalk, or even provoke shouting matches. It can leave a step-parent wondering what they've done wrong to cause such an intense reaction. But according to counselors, step-parents don't have to do anything unusual to trigger a stepchild's negativity. Strong emotions could indicate the child is struggling with the loss of their biological parent, either through divorce or death. The child may even fear the step-parent is trying to replace their biological parent. The new step-parent's role, then, is to understand the child's feelings. The more patient and compassionate you can be, the more your stepchild will feel you understand their pain and open up to you. But you have to follow up your words with action. Don't force the relationship. Step back and let the relationship develop at the child's pace and comfort level. Many of the issues that arise in blended families can be handled with understanding and patience. But if you feel deeper problems are at work, professional help may be warranted. To speak with one of our counselors, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:51. We'll start you off with Texas A&M baseball. They are perfect so far this season, running their record to 17-0. They got a 4-1 win over UT Pan Am at Olsen last night. The Aggies were out-hit for the second game in a row, but thanks to timely situational hitting and an assortment of walks along with hit batsmen, they were able to put together four runs. The runs would be more than enough, as five Aggie pitchers would hold the Bronx to only one run. Coach Childress said the first inning was huge for the Aggie win.
The turning point of the game was the first inning. Turner wasn't very sharp, and we make a heads-up play, and I think we strike a guy out and pick a guy off first. Just like that, we're in the dugout, and Burke singles, and now comes up behind him and singles to left field. Burke runs in their left fielder's face, gets to third base, and Mitchell heads up base running, gets to second. Melton hits a ground ball. We score a run. We move him, and then Banks gets a big two-out single for us to have a 2-0 lead instead of being down 2-0.
Audio there courtesy of Texags. The Aggies will conclude the two-game set with UTPA this afternoon at 3:05. Brigham Hill will be on the bump to try to bring the Aggies their 18th win. And you can catch that game on the new home of A&M Baseball, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Following the guys, the 19th-ranked A&M softball team will take the diamond this evening against Sam Houston at the Aggie Softball Complex. That game can also be heard on The Zone. It starts at 6:30. Aggie spring practice number 6 was held yesterday, and we've got a preview of the Aggie running game from running backs coach Clarence McKinney. The coach was asked about how the players would be selected to start and who would get playing time. He said that decision would be made by the Aggies' new run game coordinator, Dave Christensen.
As far as who goes in the running backs, those guys decide that, you know, whoever the best guys are, those guys are going to play. As far as Christensen goes, we're just learning each other. He has some ideas that are new to us, and the things that we've done are new to him, and we're just trying to find a happy medium right now.
The SEC unveiled its men's basketball coaches postseason awards, and A&M was represented by junior Daniel House on the first team as well as junior Jalen Jones on the second. House, by the way, is injured and more than likely will not play in the SEC tournament, which for the Aggs starts tomorrow at approximately 2:30. It's a tournament, so that time will float a little bit, and you can catch that game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M men's golf team wrapped up the second round of the Southern Highlands Collegiate Masters yesterday, ending in 14th place. The ladies are ranked 15th in the country. They're actually in Hawaii, and after 36 holes on the first day, the ladies are in second place. Second-ranked Gonzaga won its 13th straight West Coast Conference title.
Passes back in a pick and pop. Fake the three. Wiltshire drives, spins, shoots, and scores. A little shake and bake.
The Zags knocked off Brigham Young 91-75. Other teams earning automatic bids to the NCAA tournament: Valparaiso from the Horizon League, Robert Morris from the Northwest Conference, and North Dakota State out of the Summit League. NFL has been busy with free agency and then some, and Nick Foles was not Chip Kelly's franchise quarterback after all. The Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to send Foles to the St. Louis Rams for an oft-injured Sam Bradford in a really surprising quarterback swap. The Eagles will also get fifth-round picks this season while sending the Rams fourth-round pick this year and a second-round pick in 2016. In the NBA, San Antonio survived a late run against Toronto.
Tony Parker angles right. On the right wing, it is Tim Duncan. He lobs it inside to Leonard, who slams it down.
Kawhi Leonard had 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 steals as San Antonio withstood a second-half charge from the Raptors and won 117-107. Spurs coach Greg Popovich said Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard turned the defensive screws on the Raptors.
You know, he seems like he's rounded out into shape and doing a fine job, you know, at both ends of the court. He was really our engine. You know, he and Kawhi have played really good basketball and, you know, shown the way for everybody else, really.
LeBron James had 27 points and took over sole possession of the Cavaliers' career assist record as Cleveland thrashed the Dallas Mavericks 127-94. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle said the loss was all his.
It was our worst performance of the year. We just did a horrible job. I'm taking full responsibility for what happened the last three quarters. It's a horrible job of coaching these guys and preparing them.
And we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where Vern Fiddler scored the go-ahead goal with 6 minutes left in the third to give the Dallas Stars a 2-1 victory over the Philadelphia Flyers. Stars captain Jamie Benn said in order to make postseason, every win from here on out is a must-win.
I think every game from here on out is important. And, you know, we're still trying to pick up as many points as we can here and, you know, keep it at least close to... You know, going into April, so there's a big 2 points for our team, and we're happy to get this one.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
I'm just going to throw it out there that you probably haven't said the other day, man, my internet is just too fast. You know, I can't get what I need done. If you are like most people, you're not saying my internet is too fast. Suddenlink has a way for you to know how fast your internet is or how fast it could be for you. If you'll take the challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com today, and you get the fastest broadband internet for the price starting at just $35 a month. There are no contracts. It's switched to Suddenlink time, and today is the day. All you need to do is get in touch with them by going by their office or go to suddenlink.com. It's really easier than ever for you to get everything that you need to know about Suddenlink in one place. Go to suddenlink.com and get the whole story. You can discover exactly how slow your phone company internet connection really, really is. And understand that Suddenlink offers you speeds of up to 150 megs, so it can make a difference. You can upload videos and do social media sites at outstanding speeds that you're not getting right now if you're with the phone company. Get the Suddenlink 30-day money-back promise on anything, any product that you have at Suddenlink. You can go by their store located at 4114 East 29th Street or visit them for more information at suddenlink.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Well, more scientific proof for you today, just to know the world we have out there. Boys who are aggressive tend to develop more physical strength when they're teens than their non-aggressive boys do. Did we pay a lot for that? Just saying. The new study published in the journal Psychology Science assessed the strength in twins by examining their hand grip strengths at ages 11, 14, and 17. And the hand grip, of course, is closely associated with other types of muscle strengthening. The researchers compared those and they had a look, and the results show that boys who are more aggressive, they're more antisocial, and they become physically stronger. Great.
Surprise, that means surprise.
The bullies are going to get stronger and the other kids aren't. U.S. News and World Report says aggressive boys and boys that have had larger increase in strength physically during their teens than the non-aggressive boys, height and weight played no role in the boys' levels of aggressiveness. Okay, so you don't have to be a big kid to do that. All right, weather looks okay. Look for a high temperature today, probably in the middle 60s. Good thing is we only got about a 30% chance of showers. We'll be at 75 with sunshine by the weekend. How's that sound to you? It's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan. Talk with Senator Schwertner and Mayor Bayinski after the news.